Okay, so I won't say too much before we begin, other than to just remind you that these suggestions are just that, invitations, suggestions to get you started. But please allow the meditation to unfold in its own way, and keeping in mind those beautiful principles that Ajahn Brahm spoke about this morning. This is the kind of the principles to ensure that you're always making good karma, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're experiencing, as long as you have that peace, that contentment, that loving kindness towards whatever arises in your mind. That means even being content with the bliss. Sometimes that's when we feel agitated or start craving for more, or even wishing it was somehow different. We're not used to such strong emotions surfacing in the mind. So once upon a time this was happening to me, and Ajahn gave a talk where he said, "Endure the bliss." And I got goosebumps because I realized I was resisting it. And it was actually difficult to be with. It was so intense. So even making peace with that, because really it's nothing to do with you, and it's impossible to predict what's going to happen, what's going to arise. The most important thing to do is make peace, be kind. So I thought I'd start off by just doing a little bit of practice to rouse some good qualities, beautiful qualities in our minds. And again, if this doesn't work for you, don't worry, you don't have to force anything. There's no particular way you're supposed to feel, but just the recollection of kindness, of goodness, is beneficial for the mind in the long run, as well as hopefully right now. Settling the senses down. Noticing the absence of sight with your eyes closed. Perhaps recalling the forms, the sights that you were last aware of. Maybe the people in the room, or your mat, your teddy bear. And now noticing how it feels when that disappears. Cooling off sight consciousness, eye consciousness. And noticing the peace. Bringing your attention to your nose. The nose that detects the various smells, and smell consciousness arises. Smells can be pleasant or unpleasant, but right now, that particular sense consciousness, smelling, has more or less settled down. So just noticing the peace of the absence of smells. Noticing your ears, another sense door. And any sounds that arise as your ear and sounds come in contact. Hearing, ear consciousness arises. Just allowing that to be. Noticing the sound of my voice and the silence or perhaps that gentle whirring sound, that little hum. Between my words. Most of the world of hearing has settled down. Just noticing the coolness, the silence, the peace. Allowing the world of sounds to calm down. And noticing your mouth, your tongue, where tasting, tongue consciousness arises. Now perhaps the only thing you can taste is your own saliva, very neutral in taste. Noticing the absence of stimulating flavors that push and pull the mind from craving to aversion. Noticing the peace when the world of taste settles down. Now noticing any feelings, touch consciousness, body consciousness. Perhaps at the top of your head or anywhere on your face. Just being aware and being kind to whatever sensations you feel. Maybe pleasant, unpleasant, or somewhere in between. Noticing how peaceful it is when your mind can remain calm and equanimous with whatever sensations arise. How the world of feeling increasingly settles down as you just allow things, time to soften, to relax. Spreading this kind awareness through the whole body. Gently, naturally, as though you're simply soaking up the light and the warmth of the sun that illuminates sensations wherever they are and also imparts kindness and warmth, which allows feelings, body consciousness to start to settle down. Allowing the relaxation to go deeper. As you settle more and more fully into the here and now. Allowing all the various impressions of the senses that may run through your mind to just be there without getting involved. As you incline more and more deeply to peace. putting peace between this knowing mind and whatever you're aware of right now. Filling that space with peace, contentment, and now, if you wish, I'd like you to bring to mind someone you really respect and admire, and the qualities in them that you respect so deeply. Maybe their kindness, their patience, the generosity, maybe something beautiful that they said to you, gave you encouragement, or gladdened your heart. How does it feel to receive kindness from another? Allowing yourself to dwell in that feeling. Allowing that sense of kindness to feed your mind, to uplift you, to bring a sense of safety, of well-being, of ease. Allowing yourself to feel happy when you reflect on this person's beautiful qualities. And now see if you can notice perhaps those same qualities within yourself, or maybe slightly different qualities, but something inside you that you can really respect and appreciate. Perhaps you have done something that you feel really good about. You've helped a person who was struggling to be relieved from some suffering. To find hope or inspiration. Maybe you've said something kind. Expressed your gratitude to someone who's helped you in some way. Perhaps you can recognize your beautiful, noble intentions in being on this retreat. motivation of compassion. That brought you to practice. Or maybe some particular occasion that you did something beautiful for another person, however small it may be. Allow yourself to feel what that was like. Feel the effects of your good qualities, your kindness, your generosity, your gratitude. Your wish to do no harm, even though you make mistakes. Your intentions are pure, most of the time. Really allowing yourself to feel good about your life. To feel encouraged, uplifted. To experience self-respect. If it's difficult to find anything to feel happy about, then remember how your best friend or someone else who loves you would regard you. Things they may have said about you, to others or to you yourself. Perhaps there's some truth in that. So just allowing yourself to receive any pleasant feelings that arise in response to bringing up your own goodness. And really open to that, soak that in. Allowing it to suffuse your body and mind with a sense of peace and relaxation. Maybe even joy. And continue to notice the way that you relate to whatever arises in your mind. Allowing the meditation to be natural, the mind to rest in the silence, in the peace, in the gladness in your heart. And when the mind is quiet and ready, soft, you may notice the breath comes to mind. Continue being kind to that breath without trying to grab onto it, keep it close by. Resting your mind softly, gently on the breath. As though the breath were a very dear and trusted friend. If you wish to bring more beauty to the breath, or if it helps to stay present for a longer time, then you may add perhaps a word or two of kindness along with the breath. For example, as you breathe in, you could add the word peace or joy or metta. As you breathe out, let go, relax, calm. Allowing the mind to deepen, to soften, to absorb right into that breath. Just enjoying the process and being kind to whatever arises in the mind. So for those of you who wish to gently come out of the meditation, noticing how your mind feels now, and gently sensing into your body the sensations you experience in your body as a whole. Putting peace between whatever you experience and the mind that's experiencing it right now. And when it comes time to listen to the sound of the gong or open your eyes, just see if you can notice whatever arises between you and the sound or the sights, and make sure the relationship is wholesome. Even if craving or aversion arise, just notice. And see if you can regard experience in a more wholesome, more skillful way, keeping those positive emotions, positive, wholesome states of mind developing. As you go about your day.